Ah, the sounds of back to school time. There's plenty to about this time of year. So let Canes take something off your plate by putting something on it, like hand-battered chicken fingers and cane sauce.
Raising Canes chicken fingers, one love.
Break on YouTube, Smoking Gun Joe, they had six sales already since the segment. Six.
Does that scream advertised with the stool?
He shouts out Steven, Tyson, Sean, Travis, Wesley. It's pretty good.
It's pretty good.
All guys that bought
and
jerky
getting
during
discounts.
The break. Getting 15% off with the promo code early, which you can as well.
Okay. Let's see if we can get two more during the last
And I
section.
Know that our friend Darren from Raising Cane's, who again sponsors this segment, is a big fan of Smoking Gun. He'll probably stop by today as well.
Incredible.
He's a good guy. Good
Thank
guy.
You.
Thanks to Joe and the team for helping us out. I saw this the other day, Bill. I wanted to mention it yesterday, but we did not. Mike Vrabel, head coach of the Patriots.
Yeah, I didn't see it. Walk me through it.
So there was there was fights. You know, there's fights in training camp. Guys are a lot of testosterone in there.
Yep.
People are getting angry. He got in the middle of a skirmish and came away with a bloodied face
so
in
was
some
he
capacity.
Holding people apart or
it sounds like it. Now it wasn't visible. He was like inside the huddle. So it wasn't like a great video of what happened in the moment to get him bloody, but he came out of the huddle with blood in his face. Because that's who he is. He's a bad man. Vrabel's a tough dude.
Yeah, I really like him. Big fan. Big fan.
Vrabel went to Tennessee, which again has been okay historically. And he had a really good success there. Made the conference title game, I think, once or twice. Got let go because of a bad season. But going back to the Patriots where he was a player there is a no-brainer. They'll be much better under Mike Vrabel.
I'd be shocked. I'd be shocked if they weren't.
But he gets into practice, and he comes away with a bloodied face. Yeah. Tough dude.
I like that. I do like that.
Last night in NFL, the Bengals played the Eagles. Eagles won the game, but Joe Burrow, 2 series, 9 for 10, 2 touchdowns. That'll do.
That's pretty good.
That'll do.
Pretty good.
And I know a lot of teams aren't starting their starters, but the Bengals the last couple of years have had some rough starts to seasons. They've started off slow.
Joe's had health issues.
Yes, he has.
During camp.
Yep.
I mean, it was last year we got injured like a calf on whatever
it was. It was the calf, you're right.
Day one.
Yep.
And it wasn't right really all year.
No.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's Upwork.com, Upwork.com.
But he still had a great season.
He still had a great season, so... But no, they've not started fast, and so they need to start fast. They got to start with to get things kind of out of the gate. Because wow, we talked about that AFC.
Woo! The quarterbacks are insane.
The quarterbacks are insane. Yeah. There's 5 guys that could be MVP.
Well, we went through the top 10 quarterbacks, but per some outlets, and like eight are in the AFC.
See.
8 of 10 are in the and like the top 8. Yeah. We're talking Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Jackson. You know.
Then you think about, okay, well, what about the Broncos, Bo Nix?
Bo Nix is pretty good. I mean,
pretty good.
Even Tua is pretty good. He's like middle of the pack.
Yeah, Tua's good player. They're everywhere.
He's like number 16 or 18 in the league.
You got the Bills.
Josh Allen.
And you got a veteran guy now with the Steelers.
Yep, Aaron Rodgers is in the conference.
With the Steelers. So it's like, wow. Every week they look across kind of like, okay, who are we playing against? Wow.
Got Trevor Lawrence in the conference still.
Yeah.
And has had an okay career, but still very talented quarterback. CJ Stroud, all good dudes.
It's remarkable.
We also had a tie last night. The Raiders and the Seahawks
tied. Oh, it ended in a tie. What happened? So I thought it was like 16-10 when I...
It was 23-all, and Daniel Carlson was going for the game-winning kick, and he got blocked. And so we had a game already and then a tie in the preseason.
Nice.
Everything's great.
I think there was like 2 blocks last night. I think I saw another one early on. So, yeah, that's interesting to see that at that time.
So more NFL action tonight, and then this tomorrow and Sunday. All we have a lot of football to watch for week one of preseason.
Well, there's a lot of talk right now about the game tonight because of Shedeur Sanders.
Yes, he's starting for the Browns against the Panthers.
There's going to be a lot of eyes on it.
Watch that game.
He gets eyes and attention.
Well,
he does.
Sanders' name does that, Bill.
Just think about that. It's probably one of the biggest stories I ever remember on a draft. And it was
sat there for rounds and rounds.
He went in the fifth round.
Yep.
And it just kept going on. The storyline kept going on. And you have guys getting drafted first overall, and no one's talking to Cam Ward.
Nope.
It's not even a story. Don't want to hear about it. I just want to hear about what's going on with the slide.
That's it for us. The Drive is next. We will see you guys on Monday.